Who had a great Christmas break? Yeah? I had a pretty good Christmas break. Pretty excited excited to be back here. We kind of, what would we have, like 3 weeks off? Two? Quite a few. It seems like a while since we've been here, right? No? Some of you are here for school today. That's cool. That's not my phone. Oh, well. I thought it was. Steven, broke your phone. It's cool. Everybody get what they wanted for Christmas? Yeah? Who thinks they had the best Christmas present this year in the room? Steven, what'd you get? Is it a guy or a girl? Oh. Kind of like you. Ouch. Oh, ow. Something about the Velas, they just leave themselves wide open all the time for just, his dad too. And we have a great relationship where they set me up and I deliver all the time. So that was too good. I couldn't resist it. It was way too good. Anybody have a good New Year's? Anybody set off any fireworks? Anybody wearing any bandages because of that? No? Oh, man. We went and watched some fireworks. I like fireworks. You know why? Because it's fire. That's right. I'm what they call a pyromaniac. I like to set things on fire. Seinfeld? Oh, Psycho. I also like Seinfeld, so I'm hearing things. So every New Year's, what happens every New Year's? Stuff explodes. People get drunk, and what else happens? People lose fingers. They get burned. People take the day off. Excuse me, Andrew. Resolutions. That's right. Resolutions. I've got something fun to talk about. Resolutions. Don't you think New Year's resolutions are fun? I always thought they were fun. I always enjoyed making them and breaking them. But I'm gonna need some help tonight. I'd like three girls to come and help me. Is it gonna be hard for me to get three girls to come help me tonight? Lauren? You've been volunteered. Steven? That goes back to the previous joke. Ouch. Ooh. Da-da-ch. We got three girls right here. Come on down. Okay, now I'm going to need three guys. If three guys would please come join me. Come on. Come on, Jonathan. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Uno, dos, tres. Okay, so this is going to be really easy. You want to stand on stage? Yeah, you can come up here. Yeah, so everybody can see you. So what was your, let's line up in an orderly fashion here. Let's try and look like we know what we're doing. Okay, you guys ready for this? You guys listening to me? Okay, on the count of three, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to ask you, what was your New Year's resolution last year? Okay, 06. All the girls are laughing because they don't remember. I'm going to come down to the guys. Just make anything up, okay? I don't really care. Whatever. All right? Just be creative. Tap into that God-given creative talent. So what was your 2006 New Year's resolution?
Nothing.
You didn't make any? Did you make one this year? You don't know? Oh, okay. Moving. Hopefully we have better luck as we go down the line. Are you paying attention down there? Are you collaborating? I don't... Okay, all right. Just as long as you have something by the time I get to you. All right? I'm serious. This is serious business we're doing up here. Got anything? Don't forget. 06.
I can't remember what it was.
You made one?
Yes, I did make one, but I can't remember what it was.
So you don't even know if you did it or not.
No, I know I broke it.
He broke it, but he doesn't remember what it is. Aaron?
To not make a resolution in 07.
Okay. So you kept, did you keep it though?
No.
Oh. So that's too bad.
My year's resolution was to pass science with Miss Guillen because she's an evil chihuahua. She would always go bark, bark. She would talk about her life for no reason because she has no life at all.
So she would talk about nothing?
She would talk about her life. She'd be like, am I dumb?
Did you pass science?
Yes, I passed science.
So you kept your resolution.
I did.
Okay. Very, very good.
To be very lazy.
You did that, I'm sure. That wasn't... Uh-oh. Okay, and what was yours?
Same as hers.
Okay, anybody else have anything better than that? Because that's got to be the sorriest group of resolutions I've ever heard. Hey! 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 I'm just being honest up here. Okay, you guys can go sit down. Thank you. Give our volunteers a big hand. Anybody else have anything better than that they made a resolution to do in 06? Read the Bible? Who did that? Who said that? Did you do it? Yeah. Did anybody complete their New Year's resolutions? Anybody? Yeah, the two people who said to be lazy. I don't know if I buy that. Okay. Well, I don't know. Here's the definition for a resolution, in case you were wondering. A resolution is a firm decision to do or not do something. Okay? You got that? Everybody clear on what resolutions are now? Now, last year, I made some resolutions. Does anybody remember what my New Year's resolutions last year were? Michael, anybody else? Ryan. Cut down on Mexican food. As we all can see, that didn't work. Mexican food once a week is what I said. Not only am I in Texas, I'm in San Antonio. Not happening. La cucaracha. I made another resolution, and that was to develop better sleeping habits. Yeah, I didn't do that one. My third resolution was to finish where I started reading the Bible through in 2005. I didn't do that one. I was in the middle of the Old Testament, and that didn't last but probably like a week. Hey, I'm being honest, I'm being transparent up here. Number four was I said I would daily purpose to serve the Lord. Every day when I woke up, I would, you know, recommit my life to Jesus and say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to serve you every day. I did that probably 50% of the time. So I did a little better on that one, but I didn't remember every day. Number five, I said at the beginning of every week, I wanted to commit my week to the Lord and say, you know what, Lord, I got these 7 days. God, help me to live according to your plan for this week. I think I did that maybe twice, and then I totally forgot about doing that. And then six, I wanted to have like a monthly kind of theme for the month. I was going to study a certain book of the Bible, or, you know, the sword of the Spirit was going to be my theme for the month, or the fruit of, you know, the loom, or no, the fruit of the fruit of the Spirit. There we go. Hello. I think I did that 2 months. I had two themes. So I didn't do so great in my New Year's resolutions either. Now, did you make any New Year's resolutions this year? Who made a New Year's resolution? Let's see your hands. Not that many people? Well, good. You're in the right place. I made some today. But here are the top 10 New Year's resolutions that people make. Let's see if these kind of go along with some of you who made resolutions. Number one, can you guess what number one was? No, you're actually wrong. No, you're actually wrong. Spend more time with family and friends. That's the number one resolution. Number two is exercise more. You know, get on the treadmill, go to the gym, that kind of thing. Number three, I just love the way they worded this. Tame the bulge is what that was. Tame the bulge. Whew. Feeling conviction up here. Number four, quit smoking. Some of you said that one. Number five was to enjoy life more, get more fulfillment out of life. I'm gonna enjoy my life in 07. Number six was to quit drinking. Hopefully some of these don't apply to you guys. I pray. Number seven was to get out of debt. Number eight, learn something new. Number nine, to help others. And 10, let's see, anybody can guess number 10? More money? No. No, it has nothing to do with elbows. Get more organized. People are disorganized. So, you know, I've really gotten tired of failing every single year with my New Year's resolutions. Mexican food once a week. I didn't even do Mexican food once a day. It was a total joke. And I had everybody, I announced it in youth group, so I had everybody reminding me, like, every single day, hey, Matt, don't look like you're laying off the Mexican food there, bro. You might want to cut back on that, you know what I'm saying? You know, so that didn't really help me. But every single year, you know, you make these resolutions, and halfway through the year, you forget about them. And then at the end of the year, of course, you didn't even do them because you don't even remember what they were. So I got online, went to that old Google website, and I typed in New Year's resolutions, and I was looking for some tips. I need some tips to help me, you know, fulfill my resolutions this year. And the number one tip was be realistic in your resolutions. Okay, yeah, Mexican food once a week is not very realistic. Better sleeping habits, I don't know, finish the Bible. That should be able to be realistic, but even though that's been my resolution for every year of my life, I still haven't been able to do it. Has anybody here read the Bible through from cover to cover? Have they ever done that? Anybody in this room? Angela? Dan? I really respect the people who have done that because I have yet to aspire to that yet. I will one day, maybe when I'm in heaven. I don't know, but sooner or later, I will read the Bible all the way through. Anyway, number two was you need to have a deep desire for the goal or the resolution. You need to really want to do what you're resolving to do. Otherwise, you're not going to be successful. Number three, this one's pretty practical. Write down your resolution. Write it down so that you don't forget it halfway through the year. And four is to review your overall progress regularly. Unfortunately, every day I looked in the mirror, it was a review of my overall progress, and it wasn't a very good review. It was a negative review. So, I decided to revise my 06 resolutions, and here are my 07 resolutions. You guys ready for these? Number one, I didn't write them in my notes, so I'm going to have to read over here. I didn't write them down. Number one. Mexican food once a day. Now, this might sound funny to you, but if that had been my resolution last year, I still would have failed. So, Mexican food once a day or not more than seven times a week is kind of how I'm looking at it, okay? So this is my goal, you know, because it says you need to want, you have to have a deep desire to achieve the goal. Now, I didn't really have a deep desire to have Mexican food once a week. You know, I tell my friends when I go to Mamacita's, it kind of grosses them out. You know they have that green sauce there? Not only do I just love to eat that, I tell them, you know, if I had enough green sauce, I would take a bath in this. And I would just eat my way out of it with chips because that's how much, I know it's gross. Hey, we're all weird in our own little ways, some more than others, me. But, you know, it's all right. That's just kind of a fantasy of mine, I guess you could say. Whatever. Where was I? A deep desire. So, you know, I have a fairly deep desire enough to only have Mexican food once a day, because if I have it more than once a day, I pay for it at the end of the day. If you don't know what that means, use your imagination. My second resolution this year, is at least 4 hours of sleep per night. I think this is doable. I'm going to aim for this. I think I can do it. Yes, David. Where? You know, I was out. This is how obsessed I am with Mexican food. The other day, I was counting how many Mexican food restaurants there were between my house and De Zavala. And I'm like, there's like 15 Mexican food restaurants between my house and De Zavala. Mexican food is like the cheapest food in the world. It's inexpensive. You go to Mama Margie's, they got bean and cheese tacos for like 69 cents a pop. That's like $2 for like 3 bean and cheese. You can't get better return on your investment. You just can't. Okay. Sorry. Okay. At least 4 hours of sleep a night. Number three, and those are kind of fun and funny, but these are, now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. I'm going to read the New Testament this year. I always get stuck in the Old Testament. Forget the Old Testament. I'm skipping all that. I'm going straight to the good stuff. I'm going to the New Testament. I'm going to read the New Testament through this year. Yeah. I'll probably wait till December to start, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. No, that's a joke. Number four. Go further with God than I ever have before. I want to deepen my relationship with the Lord every single day. I'm going to endeavor to do that. It's not all this weekly, monthly, daily thing. It's just every day I'm going to go further with God. And number four, five, six, five, what am I, five? I'm going to endeavor to challenge those around me to do the same thing. So those are my resolutions this year, and I'm really hoping to achieve them. Who's going to read the New Testament with me this year? Yeah, okay, got four people. That's cool. Great. So you might be saying, hey, great, those are your New Year's resolutions. I don't really care. That's kind of stupid. That's cool. So what about you is the question I want to ask. I want to ask, what's the resolution that you've made to yourself this year? That you're not really telling everybody. What's that kind of secret resolution you've kind of made to yourself, but you don't want anybody else to know about it because it's kind of private. It's kind of maybe something you're trying to quit doing that you don't really want other people to know about. So are you going to go another year struggling with the same thing? Are you going to go another year maybe lying to your parents, cheating at school, stealing, smoking or drinking? Are you going to struggle with these things for another year? Sneaking out on the weekends? Fooling around with your boyfriend or girlfriend? So it kind of all boils down to this one question. And I want you guys to take this seriously. Are you going to spend this year growing closer to God or moving further away from Him? That's kind of what it all boils down to. Is what you're doing with your friends bringing you closer to God, or is it taking you away from Him? Is what you're doing on the weekends strengthening your relationship with the Lord, or is it pulling you away? Is what you're looking at in magazines, listening to on the radio, watching on TV or the internet, is that bringing you closer to the Lord? Does that just make you, wow, God, you're so awesome, I worship you? Or is it kind of make you ashamed to pray because you feel convicted? So that's the question I want to ask you. Are you going to spend this year growing closer to the Lord or moving further away from Him? Because it's always easier. It's so easy to move away from God. I find it is. It's so easy to do the wrong thing, to make the wrong decision, the wrong choice, to break that resolution that you're not telling anybody. It's really easy to do that. Anybody else in here find that it's really hard to sin? You have trouble sinning in here? No? Nobody, right? It's pretty easy to do, you know? We wake up every day and maybe our mom's talking too loud and so we yell at her. You know, that's not hard. Maybe we don't want to wake up, so we just, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But anyway, it's not hard to sin. It's in us. It's what we like to do. It feels really good a lot of times to sin. It's not the hard thing to do. And that is what's going to naturally happen if you don't make a firm decision, if you don't make a resolution ahead of time. You're just going to go right back into that sin that you've always been in. So I want everybody here, we can just bow our heads and close our eyes. Just put out whatever is going on around you just for a few quick seconds here. I want everybody to focus on the Lord. And I want you to make a resolution that you're going to spend this year moving closer to Him and not further away. You know, Daniel, in Daniel 1:8, it says that he purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself with the world. Daniel made such a firm decision about not getting involved with sin. He made such a firm decision to move closer to the Lord. He made such a strong resolution that he was going to get close to God, that because of it, he was even thrown into a lion's den, a den of lions. And he didn't go back on his resolution. Is your desire to serve God that strong? Lord Jesus, I pray that you would help us all keep our resolutions this year, especially the ones, Lord, that aren't so frivolous. God, the resolutions that are important, Lord, the ones that are going to bring us closer to you. Lord, I pray that everybody in here would grow in their relationship with you, that their relationship, God, with you would strengthen each and every day this year, that they would put away the things that pull them away from you and surround themselves with things that bring you closer to you. Lord, I pray for the strength through your Spirit to accomplish these things. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to do something really, 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 really cool right now. You guys like to do cool things? Got a couple of two little cool things we're going to do here. And I'm going to need Ben Gongra to join me and Liz Hansen to join me up down here. Everybody give them a big hand. Both of these fine individuals are deserting us. They're leaving us. They're forsaking us. They're, what's another way to say that? Turning their back, abandoned. That's a good one. Cute. Tell us what you're doing, Ben.
I'm going to college.
What for? To do what?
Study.
You're going to try and go to the CIA, right?
No, FBI.
FBI, my bad. Federal Bureau of Investigation, of Intelligence. That's cute. And Liz, what are you doing?
I'm going to Teen Mania.
Teen Mania. So you're going to North Carolina?
Yes.
You're going to Dallas area? Yeah. Cool. And both of you are leaving before Sunday, right? Is that correct? So they're leaving us. It's a sad day. But they're going forth from here with not a lot of words. Okay. No, they're going forth, and we're going to pray over them. That God would just bless them and be with them and use them as a light to shine wherever they're going. Liz is going to learn to save people from sin and point them to Jesus. Ben is going to learn how to kill people and arrest them and throw them in jail. Liz is going to deliver them from bondage. Ben's going to put them in bondage. So, got a little yin-yang action going on up here. It's kind of fun. So I think it'd be cool. I don't know if you guys are into this, but I think it'd be cool if they got in the middle and we all just kind of surrounded them. So let's just stand up and come forward as we pray for them so they can move out in the middle here. And we can get in close. They don't have BO. I smelt them while they were up here. I care about you guys. I wanted you to be okay. Could I get a young man volunteer who would pray for Ben? Who's that? Who said yeah? Dave? And a young lady who will pray for Liz? Ooh. You guys want to arm wrestle or? Okay. So Dave's going to go first and he's going to pray for Ben.
Dear Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for Ben Gonger, Lord Jesus. I just thank you, Father, Lord, for his time here, Father, at the church, Lord. He's just been such a servant, Lord, with a heart of serving, Father, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, I ask, Lord, you bless him, Father, Lord, as he goes to school and he studies, Father, Lord, to be in the FBI, Lord Jesus. I just pray, Lord, that you would prosper him, Father, Lord, wherever he goes, that he would shed the love of Christ, Lord, on all those around him, Lord Jesus, and that, Lord, when he finally finishes that goal, when he reaches his goal, Father, Lord, and he begins working in the FBI, Lord, I pray that you would protect him, Father, Lord Jesus, that your angels would surround him, Father, you protect him, Lord Jesus, and that you'd keep him safe at all times, Lord, and just, Lord, just walk with him, Father, Lord. Let him seek your face, Lord. And, Lord, every desire of his heart, Lord, will be answered, Father, Lord. You will provide for him, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, I just pray, Lord, just nothing but blessings, Lord, and nothing but good things for Ben Gonger, Lord Jesus, Father. And, Lord, for his family, Lord, that they would just be encouraged, Father, Lord, that they would not worry about him, Lord, that they would just be encouraged and know that they're sending him off, Lord, to be a blessing, Lord, and that he will touch many lives, Father, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I just lift up Liz to you right now, God, and I just thank you so much that you've given her the opportunity and the means to go to Teen Mania, God. I just pray that as she even leaves Saturday, Lord Jesus, that you just begin to pour your spirit out on her, your anointing over her, Lord God. I just pray that you prepare her heart, Lord God, for what she's about to receive from you this coming year. I just pray, God, that you just put so much into her this year, Lord God, that she just come back fired up and ready to pour out, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for the things that you're going to do in her heart, Lord Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you for the lives that she's going to touch and save, Lord God, after she's done with this year of ministry. Thank you so much for Liz, Lord God. And I thank you that you've given her this desire to go out and do your work, Lord God. And I just pray that you keep her safe, Lord God. Keep her mind safe, her heart safe, Lord God. And just protect her in every way, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We've got, I made these little like poster board things for you to write a little note on for each one of them. So I'm going to leave that back on the ping pong table. So after we're done here tonight, you can go back there and sign those, okay? All right.
When I lay my head, you song, Jam, may your spirit.